Washington showdown between the Little Sisters of the Poor and the Obama administration.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Little Sisters of the Poor filed a Supreme Court brief against the federal contraceptive mandate, saying that the administration wants the petitioners to do precisely what sincere religious beliefs forbid, and ultimately the brief claims that the government is violating federal law by speaking for the sisters and saying that the accommodation is compatible with their religious beliefs.
We'll obviously have our own strong case to present to the Supreme Court about the steps that we have taken to ensure that we are balancing the religious liberties of Americans with the rights of other Americans to make their own decisions about their health care.
It's no surprise that someone named Obama vetoed a bill repealing Obamacare. And we will hold a vote to override this veto, taking this process all the way to the end under the Constitution. But here's the thing. The idea that Obamacare is the law of the land for good is a myth. This law will collapse under its own weight, or it will be repealed. Because all those rules and procedures Senate Democrats have used to block us from doing this, that's all history.
For their first act of 2016, Republicans decided to renew their attack on women's health. With yesterday's reconciliation bill, Republicans once again tried to take family planning, life-saving preventive care away from millions of American women.
I want you to know where I stand. First of all, I will always defend Planned Parenthood. And I will say consistently and proudly, Planned Parenthood should be funded, supported, and appreciated, not undermined, misrepresented, and demonized.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Does the President of the United States have the power to force nuns to violate their faith? Does he have the power to force pro-life ministries to pay for or facilitate the abortion pill? This is a case of huge religious liberty, and we are filing our brief today. This is an administration that's taken the most anti-life view of any administration in our lifetime, to the point where they're actually forcing the Little Sisters of the Poor to have in place procedures regarding the abortion pill. And let me say this. When Hobby Lobby won, which was a for-profit business, which we filed an amicus brief, and we filed a brief in this one as well, you would have thought, Jordan, that would have ended the dispute, because here you've got the nuns, a nonprofit, unbelievable charity. They do great work. I'm going to talk about what we talk about in our brief in a moment after the break, but you would have thought that would have been an easy case for the government to just say, you know what, we couldn't force Hobby Lobby. We're not going to force the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah, right. Think about those distinctions there. Corporation, yes, closely held, but a large corporation that does not have a religious purpose behind it, though its owners, because of their personal beliefs, the family that owns that, they were recognized to get the exemption here. But when it comes to the Little Sisters of the Poor, a Catholic organization like this to help the poor, they're not treated like a church which gets fully exempt. But because they are a religious nonprofit, the Obama administration has tried to start making distinctions between a church itself and religious organizations that may be affiliated with a church, even one that's so clearly affiliated like Little Sisters of the Poor, and trying to treat them differently.
All right, we want you to get involved in the conversation. We are going to discuss this. I'm asking you this question. Do you think President Obama has the power, or should have the power, to force these nuns or any other religious group to violate their religious beliefs? If you want to talk to us about it, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. A lot of ways to engage the conversation today.
That's right. You can join us many different ways. If you want to call in, like Jay said, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110, or join us on Facebook and Periscope. We're broadcasting live there right now. You can be part of that conversation, see what goes on behind the scenes and during the break. So again, Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow or Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow, broadcasting live there right now.
All right, folks, so again, if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110, but also we've got a petition up defunding Planned Parenthood. A vote on the reconciliation is going to come up this week. We're going to tell you about what that means. We've won a couple of rounds here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want your taxpayer dollars to not go to Planned Parenthood, then just call us at 1-877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to take your calls when we come back.
President
President Obama just forced you to give another $500 million of your tax dollars to big abortion. Last year, Planned Parenthood aborted nearly 325,000 babies. That's nearly 900 lives each and every day. The abortion giant also took in more than $553 million of your tax dollars. We worked aggressively in Congress to pass a major bill defunding Planned Parenthood. It's the first major pro-life bill ever placed on President Obama's desk. Yet the most pro-abortion president in history just vetoed it. Now we're demanding Congress override his veto and stop funding the abortion industry. Join our call today. Sign on to our petition to defend life and defund Planned Parenthood. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. So here's what you've got. You've got an organization called the Little Sisters of the Poor. We filed a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States, actually filing that brief today. What they do is they reach out to those in need, no matter what their faith, and provide end-of-life care, a home for the aged. I mean, they do great work. We traced in our brief the history of what Christian nonprofits and other nonprofits from other faith groups have done. You have Jewish Homes for the Aged. They do great work. The idea here, though, is these nuns, which obviously believe that abortion is the taking of a human life, do not want to be in a situation where they're being compelled to violate their religious beliefs. So the Obama administration comes up with this fake accommodation. Well, says if you fill out these forms and these forms and facilitate the access to the abortifacients this way, then you're in compliance with Obamacare. But these people, as we do, believe that abortion is the taking of human life, so they don't want to do that. And the Obama administration, as Jordan said, has doubled down on this. I mean, they have doubled down on this and have gone to the Supreme Court of the United States to make these nuns violate their religious conscience. I mean, that's what it comes out to at the end of the day. We got a lot of comments and calls coming in. Let's go to some.
All right, we had a comment come in on Facebook from Tia who said, absolutely not, these nuns and their ministry is clearly a matter of religious freedom guaranteed by our Constitution. And there was also another comment that came in just a minute ago I'm going to pull up. And it just is, it's a general question that a lot of people are asking is why? Again, why are they picking on, on these kind of ministries? And do you think that this is intentionally picking again on people of a Christian or Catholic in that faith?
Oh, I think, Jordan, my view is that this administration is going to do everything they can to compel this group of nuns, and this represents Catholic faith, but it really affects everybody with that has a sincere faith that believes that abortion is a taking of human life. They're doubling down on this. I mean, yes, it's ironic that after the Hobby Lobby decision that they would do this, but they have. I mean, and Jordan, they've doubled down on it. Now we're at the Supreme Court of the United States fighting it out.
Yeah, that's right. And so they're going all the way here. And so they've battled this. They have not budged at all. And these accommodations they've tried to put forward, this idea, again, that they will not just fully exempt a group like Little Sisters of the Poor. It's pretty shocking in light of their loss in the Hobby Lobby case. You would think that these were losing battles, but ultimately found in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, judges who agreed with them. And so they're going to fight this out. This is something that they believe, and I think it goes to that fundamental issue where this is the government's role, these kind of services, and they don't mind if it makes it uncomfortable for these nonprofit religious organizations.
Our friend Carrie Severino, who writes for National Review but also runs a Judicial Confirmation Network. Hey, Will, let's see if we can get on in the latter segment of the broadcast. So Carrie wrote an interesting piece in National Review. She said she's reviewed the internal government emails, and it reveals that the administration's health policy officials, what Carrie wrote, were downright obsessed with figuring out which Catholic institutions would fit within the exemptions and which would not. And the White House was interested in the student insurance coverage at Catholic universities, making sure that abortion coverage was still part of it, of Catholic universities. So this tells you the nature of how serious this situation is. And, you know, but look, the president has always said he's committed to abortion. He's committed to Planned Parenthood. Here's what he said. This is a flashback to the 08 campaign.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
So this, and by the way, Planned Parenthood shockingly endorses Hillary Clinton. That's no great shock, the action, Political Action Committee of Planned Parenthood. But look, this is a president that's beholden to him, and this is what he's doing. But again, we got an opportunity to fund Planned Parenthood. We want you part of the team. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lisa, who's calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Lisa, online 4, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I actually work for a government agency, okay. And constantly this administration is violating the rights of people. As a Christian, where are the rights of these children? And secondly, as a constitutional right states, freedom to religion and
yep.
government has no place in that say, and it's just...
Well, Lisa, the government is arguing here that they're not burning their religious practices of the nuns because they're giving them this ability to provide the services elsewhere, in other words, through another system. But they're actually, I want you to think about this. This is having the nuns refer their employees to other methods to get abortion services, which is absurd. These are nuns. Yeah, you're getting questions on this comment?
We had a good comment that came in from Bonnie. She just said, I mean, this obviously, she said it's a direct violation against their values, but also from Ann said, the nuns will never violate their rights. They'll have to find a way around this because this is their, clearly, if you've become a nun, if you've taken this seriously, you clearly take your faith incredibly seriously. Well, so what happens if they go against the order? Because make the decision?
So they're not going to say that, and Jordan, I think it's a really good question. They're not going to say that the nuns don't have a serious religious objection to this. What they are saying in the pleadings, what the court has said, and now we got it at the Supreme Court of the United States, and we'll see what happens there. Obviously, we're fighting that aggressively. What the court is saying, what the administration's arguing is, it does not substantially burden the government for them to make this referral this other provider to get the abortion pill and things like that. But that begs the question, Jordan, of why is the government even making that determination?
Yeah, that's right. Ultimately, that the government here is the one deciding where the burden lies, and it's not the organization. And in the past, what you've seen in these cases involving religious groups, religious faith, the courts don't like looking into the actual faith, the tenets, and how those are practiced. They look at, again, the general how the law applies, and then ultimately, is there that substantial burden? And so the Little Sisters of the Poor and many groups like the ACLJ agree that they have decided this is a substantial burden, and the government has said, no, it's not. And so they're actually in that unique situation, somewhat bizarre. You haven't seen this in past administrations where they're arguing what is a substantial burden for this specific group.
You know, what's fascinating here is that the Little Sisters of the Poor, no one can dispute the sincerity of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, I think you see that a lot. There's no way that you can...
Right.
You can't question that part. The question is, what's going to happen? Are we going to have to start arresting all of the nuns? Are we going to have prisons full of nuns because of the fact they're not going to violate...
Well, they put them in Gitmo.
They're not going to violate their religious beliefs.
They're not.
They probably shut down before they...
They would shut down before, but they're not going to shut down either. Oh, this is going to be a huge showdown. The penalties on this, though, would put the nuns out of ministry. It'd be tens of millions of dollars. So the penalties for not complying with this abortion mandate would put the nuns' ministry stopped, which the Obama administration are calling, according to Kerry Severino, basically that's what they want happening here. They want to shut these groups down. So this is the nature of it, and this is why we're fighting back. I'm telling you this, the administration is having to defend themselves. Listen to this conversation between Lauren Ashburn from the Global Catholic Network to Josh Earnest about this very situation, number two.
The Little Sisters of the Poor filed a Supreme Court brief against the federal contraceptive mandate, saying that the administration wants the petitioners to do precisely what sincere religious beliefs forbid, and ultimately claims that the government is violating federal law by speaking for the sisters and saying that the accommodation is compatible with their religious beliefs?
We'll obviously have our own strong case to present to the Supreme Court about the steps that we have taken to ensure that we are balancing the religious liberties of Americans with the rights of other Americans to make their own decisions about their health care.
What right do Americans have to have Catholic nuns, if they work for that order, pay for abortion services? I mean, you know, Josh Earnest, no. Now, this is at the Supreme Court of the United States. We filed a brief in this case, a very significant brief. But here's the question I'm asking. Does the President of the United States have the authority to force the nuns to violate their religious conscience? And as Logan pointed out, what is the penalty for that? You're talking tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. It would force those nuns out of their ministry. We're taking your phone calls, but that is the question. Do you think the president should have that power? 1-800-684-3110. We have time for a call?
Let's take a quick phone call. Donald's calling from New York on line 5. Donald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live, and you can give us a call, too, at 1-800-684-3110. Donald, you're on the air.
Hey, Donald.
Hi, Jay. How you doing? Great work. God bless you.
Thanks.
And how come Barack Hussein Obama is not forcing this? I'm against abortion altogether. How come he's not doing this and forcing this upon the Muslims and the mosques?
According to the emails, he was fixated. This is, again, according to our friend Carrie Severino, National Review. He was fixated on the Catholic Church and the Catholic institutions. Jordan, that seems to be kind of the brunt of where the president's going here. They have been aggressive on this issue. They've been outspoken on this issue. We have filed briefs for them before. That's part of what this is here.
And in unique moves, we're very much opposed to a lot of Obamacare, a lot of the specific policies within, which broke from tradition a lot of times when it came to the Catholic bishops and organizations like this. They are not ones that find themselves often in federal court challenging the U.S. government on policies like this because they have been exempted, as most religious organizations have had that history of. So the Obama administration has picked a unique fight, and I think it goes to, one, hostility, so it gets political, but then two, ultimately, it's about how the Obama administration and President Obama see the role of government. They see what the Little Sisters of the Poor doing as something the government should do, not outside groups.
If you want to see this whole issue stopped, if you want to see Planned Parenthood put out of business with far as taxpayer dollars go, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and sign that petition now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You're adding your name to a brand new petition. We're going to tell you why when we come back from the break. It's important. Than Bennett's going to join us. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. This is a petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Keep supporting the work of the ACLJ. You're going to get this email from me today. Sign that petition now at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. President Obama just forced you to give another $500 million of your tax dollars to big abortion. Last year, Planned Parenthood aborted nearly 325,000 babies. That's nearly 900 lives each and every day. The abortion giant also took in more than $553 million of your tax dollars. We worked aggressively in Congress to pass a major bill defunding Planned Parenthood. It's the first major pro-life bill ever placed on President Obama's desk. Yet the most pro-abortion president in history just vetoed it. Now we're demanding Congress override his veto and stop funding the abortion industry. Join our call today. Sign on to our petition to defend life and defund Planned Parenthood. Call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
J-Sec here live, little David Bowie. Obviously, everyone obviously on our Facebook and Periscope mourning the passing of David Bowie. Regardless how you feel about him, a creative genius, absolutely. His wife tweeted last night just before he passed, or yesterday, he said, "The struggle is real, but so is God." So our thoughts and prayers to
what was the first line of
the
his new
family
song?
David Bowie. First line, he just released an album Friday called Black Star, and it opens with look at me, something like "Look up here, I'm in heaven." Song called Lazarus. So,
song's called Lazarus.
Who has definitely his foot in the spiritual world as well. So, rest in peace, David Bowie.
Yeah, that's he was a legend, that's for sure. All right, we're taking your calls and comments. Than Bennett's with us, head of our government affairs. So, Than, we're talking about the president, compelling the Sisters of the Poor to violate their conscience. But why don't you give us an update on where we are on this whole reconciliation issue? And did we get the House and Senate passed bills that would have defunded Planned Parenthood, correct?
Yeah, that's right. They both passed them now. The House had 240 votes, Jay, and the Senate had 52 votes. So basically, it's a very complicated process, but we can boil it down very simply for our listeners. The bill does two main things. It repeals almost all of Obamacare, everything that can be reached through this process, and it also defunds almost all of Planned Parenthood, everything, again, that can be reached through this process. So that bill went to the president's desk, but the president, as you would expect, because of how beholden he is to the abortion industry, has vetoed that bill. So now it goes back to the House for a veto override. And, Jay, it looks like that vote is going to happen on January 26th. This week is full because of State of the Union. That will be the first opportunity to take that veto override. I'm told that it'll happen on January 26th.
Yeah, so what's the – how does that going to play out, Dan? I mean, let's realistic expectations on that. I think we should force the president – obviously we forced his hand here, which is good. But because a majority of the House and Senate don't want this law, don't want Obamacare, don't want Planned Parenthood funded. But where does this, how does this play out?
Right. Well, the 240 votes that it passed with is not enough to override a veto. So a lot of people have asked the question, why even go through the exercise? And you've laid this out on this broadcast many times, Jay. There are multiple reasons for doing this. But one, you have to take the effort all the way to its constitutional bounds. But here's maybe the more important one. It shows the signal for how both Obamacare gets repealed and we defund Planned Parenthood. Yep. It will probably require another president, but this is the roadmap. Let's take it to the end and then send it to the voters to decide if this is something they want done.
All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Lonnie, coming in.
Yep, let's go back to the phones. Tommy's calling from Fort Myers, Florida on line 3. Tommy, welcome to JSEC Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, no, he doesn't have the power, Jay, and he wants to convert us to his ideology. He's anti-Christian, anti-American, and he continues to demonstrate unfruitfulness, which I believe is his character of unfruitfulness.
Well, I mean, look, they are committed to this position. I mean, this administration, and Jordan reiterated this, I want him to say it again, they are taking the Little Sisters of the Poor to court after the Supreme Court and Hobby Lobby said a for-profit business doesn't have to violate their conscience, but they're willing to take the Little Sisters of the Poor versus the Obama administration. I choose the Little Sisters of the Poor. We filed a brief in that regard, too, by the way. Jordan, your view on this?
Yeah, that's right. And so the fact that they will ultimately fight this battle all the way through the courts, they want to set this precedent that the government can force these kind of groups. And so even with the loss in Hobby Lobby, they're seeing this as a separate issue. I think it's more of a affront to religious liberty and the basic tenets of our religious freedom in the United States that we hold dear in our Constitution, our First Amendment. And this idea, again, that if they can change long-term the way government can interfere, it can have long-term ramifications. This is not just thinking about the final year of the president's term. But it's also about, ultimately, what can the federal government do? How far does executive power – it's also one of those executive power issues.
Yep.
How far does executive power go? Because remember, these were not – you can't find this in the Patients Protection Affordable Care Act. It comes through the rulemaking process put together by HHS and the IRS following to implement the law. And so it is executive power issue as well.
When we talk about in our book, Undemocratic – how unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats are stealing your liberty and freedom. That goes double when you're in a situation where those bureaucrats are in lockstep with the administration, which is exactly what's happened in this particular case. All right, we've got a lot of calls and comments coming in.
We're going to try to get through some of those. Patricia is calling from Prescott, Arizona, on line two.
Hey, Patricia,
welcome to JSAC Yo Live.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah. Hang on. I'm sorry. Don't hang on. I'm just calling because I would like to voice my concerns on what would be the effects should this go through and they do proceed with prosecution. I resent that highly because that means that affects my citizen rights of taxpaying dollars as well as opposing my religious rights.
So they will be subject to penalties that will be in the millions and millions of dollars. Now, the Little Sisters of the Poor provide care for the aged. That's their ministry. They do this all over the world. And it's the Pope met with them and when he was in Washington this past summer to make the stand with them. But this will be devastating to the Little Sisters of the Poor. And Than, are we getting any reaction in Washington on this right now?
Oh, yeah, an enormous amount of reaction. Jay, I really think it really goes back to the conversation you just had with Jordan. The left in Washington, D.C. believes that this is the job for government. I mean, let's be real here about what they're trying to do. They are not trying to carve out a religious exemption because if they wanted to do so, it is easy to do so. Then, and they have done so in some cases. But this, the Little Sisters of the Poor provide services that they believe best come from the government, and this is a way that they can go about accomplishing that.
Yeah, I want to encourage you to join with us in this fight. We are going to be here for another 30 minutes. Let Logan run through you all the different ways now you can get the broadcast, including our podcast.
I do give a good comment real quick before we get to that from Robert, kind of wraps this up and says, you know, they say about it on the other side, but what happened to the so-called separation of church and state?
Yeah, well, they're right, where the government's compelling a religious order to violate its sincerely held religious beliefs. If there was a violation of church-state separation, I'm very good, Robert. That would be the best example.
All right, if you want to join us for the rest of the hour of the broadcast, you don't get the rest if you're not listening on SiriusXM or some of the networks that carry the full hour of JSAC Yo Live. You can do it in many different ways. You can join us online, aclj.org. You can listen to an audio-only feed or watch us live here in the studio right now in a television-style multicam production, HD production. Looks great. It's a great way to just watch the show. But if you want to interact, there's ways you can do that as well. Facebook, facebook.com/jseculo. You can see us right there. You can see what's going on in the studios. Talk to us during the break and also get your questions or comments in that way. Same as on Periscope. Also, if you want to get it on demand each and every day, sent directly to your phone as soon as we wrap up the show within an hour or so, I believe it's delivered. You can subscribe to the JSAC Yo Live podcast on iTunes. Just search JSAC Yo Live. You'll see us right there and you can subscribe. It's a great way to get the show directly to your phone.
All right, folks, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. So Logan gave you all the ways you can watch the broadcast now and participate with us. Here's the question. Does the president have the power to force the nuns to violate their faith? If you think the answer to that is no, you go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and join this petition, defunding Planned Parenthood and sending a message to the administration. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to urge you to make that call now. Critical that you do it. We want to, this brand new petition is up. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I'm going to urge you again, take a stand. Also, support the work of the ACLJ. You could do that at ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org. And like our Facebook pages, I have a page. The band has a page. Jay Secular Band, American Center for Law and Justice has a page. Logan, we got to get your page up. And Jordan has a page.
Yeah.
And we need to do that. All right.
I might have one.
You've got one?
If you search hard enough, you'll find it.
There you go. Logan Sekulow. Back with more in a moment.
We worked aggressively in Congress to pass a major bill defunding Planned Parenthood. It's the first major pro-life bill ever placed on President Obama's desk. Now we're demanding Congress override his veto and stop funding the abortion industry. Join our call today. Sign on to our petition to defend life and defund Planned Parenthood. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
We will fight for the right to live in freedom. version of the Arkansas Hold Your Head Up from the Jay Sekulow Band. We got a lot of calls. We got to get right to them. People have been holding. Let's go right to them, Logan.
Let's go to James, who's calling on line one in Edmond, Oklahoma. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air. Thanks
hey,
for
Hey, James. And for those that are just joining us, we're asking the question, does President Obama have the authority to have the nuns violate the religious conscience through the Obamacare, forcing the nuns to provide a method by which their employees can get abortifacients? The answer to should be no, but the administration is fighting back. But go ahead, James.
Absolutely no. I don't have a comment. I have a challenge to the American people through your radio show.
Sure.
They got to get to the polls and vote their Christian values. It's not just the president. They could have done this a long time ago. Yes, he vetoed it, but they're not going to have enough, to override it and not enough votes. We got to replace some folks that have been there for way, way too long with people that will actually represent us instead of their own interests.
Well, you know, Than, you step. I know you had to go out and make a call, and I think you're back in now. There is this concern. The vote's going to take place. I mean, this override vote. And again, let's reiterate why that's important. People need to understand why we're making Congress do this.
Well, it's important for the reason that the caller just articulated. There are a number of people in both parties who run as pro-life candidates, Jay, and then they come to Washington and are not willing to cast the votes that are necessary to take a pro-life position. And listen, they might do it for political reasons or, you know, campaign contributions, but at the end of the day, when they come to Washington as a pro-life candidate, we need to expect them to cast the right votes when the rubber meets the road. This veto override will be that, and I'm telling you, there will be a bunch of Democrats. There will also be some Republicans who campaigned as pro-life candidates. They will not take the right vote, and people like our last caller need to take notice.
You know, the abortion issue is always going to be an issue in the campaign. Hillary Clinton on Sunday was on one of the major news talk shows, and there an issue came up about the Hyde Amendment, which is federal money not going to abortions. Hear what Hillary Clinton had to say.
I believe we need to protect access to safe and legal abortion, not just in principle, but in practice. Any right that requires you to take measures to access it is no right at all. Not when providers are required by state law to recite misleading information to women in order to shame and scare them, and not as long as we have laws on the book like the Hyde Amendment, making it harder for low-income women to exercise their full rights.
So this was Hillary Clinton at a Planned Parenthood event. They endorsed her. Their PAC endorsed her anyways. And she wants the Hyde Amendment done away with. The Hyde Amendment, just so everybody knows, and Jordan, the Hyde Amendment prevents federal funding from going to these abortion groups. And it's been around for 30 years.
And federal money paying for the abortions themselves. And so ultimately what Hillary Clinton, and so that's how Planned Parenthood is able to get any funding at all, is the Hyde Amendment prevents the money to abortions. But then what Planned Parenthood tries to segment those funds, and this was unprecedented, a primary endorsement like this from Planned Parenthood for Hillary Clinton. So if they have, make no mistakes about where she stands, she's not hiding that either in those comments we just played, taking a very strong position in opposition to most of America, which is sympathetic to the life message. It's not that everybody's 100% there yet, but Planned Parenthood represents a true extreme on the issue of, you know, when it comes to abortion on demand with no restrictions, no regulations. And remember, we're talking about a invasive procedure and that can cause loss of not just the child's life, but the woman's life in this matter and the mother's life. And yet, again, it's they're treating it like it should be something that's over the counter.
Yeah,
basically.
We're getting a lot of comments coming in on this. As well.
Yeah, well, a lot of people just chime in. A lot of people are interested in the fact that, you know, this Planned Parenthood states, you know, it's 3% of our services, our abortion, are less than that. But, of course, what's the big political stump speech that goes out that gets endorsement? All about abortion.
Yep. They could say 3% is abortion, but they are in the business of abortion. Back with your calls at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment. Folks, let me encourage you, sign that petition to defund Planned Parenthood, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. We'll be back with more, including your calls and comments. And we do have a line open, so if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
President Obama just forced you to give another $500 million of your tax dollars to big abortion.
Last year, Planned Parenthood aborted nearly 325,000 babies. That's nearly 900 lives each and every day. The abortion giant also took in more than $553 million of your tax dollars. We worked aggressively in Congress to pass a major bill defunding Planned Parenthood. It's the first major pro-life bill ever placed on President Obama's desk. Yet the most pro-abortion president in history just vetoed it. Now we're demanding Congress override his veto and stop funding the abortion industry. Join our call today. Sign on to our petition to defend life and defund Planned Parenthood. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We've been talking about the situation with the government forcing the Little Sisters of the Poor to violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. Now, you know, I told you this. We filed a brief in the case, but I'm going to always take the side of the Little Sisters of the Poor. We also told you what the administration was up to. Carrie Severino is a good friend of ours. She is chief counsel and policy director for the Judicial Crisis Network. She clerked for Justice Thomas previously and has got a wealth of information on this, and she has a great piece up on National Review. Carrie, we talked about briefly a segment before last about how the administration is focusing on these nuns like a laser beam here.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And in our brief is on behalf of a couple other groups of nuns, the Sisters of Life and the Dominican Sisters in Michigan. But we found some FOIA documents that shows that even during the rulemaking process, they were asking all sorts of questions, including kind of strange things. They were asking the IRS agents, trying to find out, are we going to cover all these groups? We want to cover all, it seems like they want to cover every single group they can. And so they wanted to ensure that Catholic colleges, that orders of nuns, that groups like Catholic Charities were covered. It is really interesting. They seem to have a specifically anti-Catholic focus even in their thing.
Well,
so it's interesting to see that coming out.
Yeah, we said that, you know, because they have really, when we've had a lot of callers talking about that, they've really picked on the nuns here. I mean, after the Hobby Lobby case, you would have thought the government would have said, you know what, if a for-profit corporation has religious liberty rights, well, let's not mess with the Little Sisters of the Poor. But then you got your great work here. You uncovered the emails. And in the emails, it shows this, again, this unbelievable interest in making sure exactly the opposite, that the nuns were covered and the Catholic Charities were covered, whether it violated their conscience or not. And the government comes back and the court said, well, this isn't a substantial burden to their religion. And, of course, we've argued that that's ridiculous. Why don't you lay that case out quickly for us?
Oh, right. The government thinks it, basically what they're saying is we can decide what really violates your religion. And that, of course, is a ridiculous thing for the government to say. I think whoever the religious group is gets to decide what burdens their religion.
Right.
They know what their religious beliefs are. So they're saying what we're requiring you to do in this case, which is to turn in a form letting us co-opt your insurance, the insurance that the Little Sisters or whatever other religious institution or all these Protestant colleges involved, et cetera, that we'll let the government co-opt your insurance to provide the contraceptives or the Plan B or whatever you are opposed
yep.
to your employees. So that of course, if we think that's a burden, you know, if I think that violates my religious freedom to be forced to have my insurance covered, then it does. The government doesn't get to say, oh, no, you don't really mean that. And
right.
That's kind of essentially the government's argument.
Well, we've said, you know, we've asserted the same thing. I'm going to let's take some phone calls and get, we've got some calls here, Carrie, so we want to get people. And if you want to talk to us, by the way, 1-800-684-3110.
Yes, let's go back to the phones. Rodrigo's calling from Los Angeles, California, online too. Welcome to JSAC Hill Live.
Hi, Rodrigo.
Hi, good morning, Jordan, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I first of all want to say, no, I do not agree with President Obama's perspective and his opinion. In his statement, you know, he quoted something to the effect that, you know, I know many people will not agree with my idea on Planned Parenthood, but I will not yield. Well, that sounds like he's trying to force everyone, you know, into this ideology and like a dictator.
Well, the government is trying to do that. And I'm going to get Carrie's comment on this, too. But I mean, if you look at this case at bottom of the Supreme Court, that is what this is. This is the government compelling the nuns to violate their religious conscience.
Yeah, and ultimately choose between criminal violations, fines, penalties, violations of the law, or operating. And so this fundamental choice, and again, this is not one of those issues that had to be so controversial in that full exemption given, just like it was to the religious employers, but that wasn't the case. The Obama administration trying to draw these fine lines and distinctions and fight this out.
So, Carrie, you know, let's talk about what's at stake in this Supreme Court case, because this is a big case and the ramifications are very, very serious. Carrie, you still there?
If these groups are forced to cover the contraceptives and the Plan B that they don't want to cover, what it means is a lot of these organizations are simply going to be driven out of business. So you're going to have soup kitchens. You're going to have people like the Little Sisters who take care of the indigent poor. You're going to have Christian universities being driven to be giving them the choice of, do we survive as an institution, or do we have to give up our religious beliefs? That is simply not something they should be forced to decide. Yep. When, as you point out, the government could actually do this themselves. It doesn't have to be controversial. The government could say, we're going to hand out free contraceptives on the corner. There are lots of mechanisms the government could subsidize that, could reimburse people for those costs, but they chose not to do that.
It seems like they've doubled down on it, Carrie. I mean, that this administration has doubled down on this, that they're making a stand. They're making a point. They want this to happen because this is the ideology.
And it's unfortunately, we used to live in more of a live and let live society where you could be Christian, you could be Jewish, you could be Muslim. We all have different beliefs, but we can work together in the public sphere. But what we're seeing, especially from this administration, is a desire to enforce their new orthodoxy on everyone. And so that they tried to do that in Hobby Lobby. They said, if you want to have work in a business, then you have to play by our rules. And that's not the American way. And then thankfully the Supreme Court stood up for that. And now they're trying to do it here. And you know, the next thing down the line, we've already seen them undercutting marriage in this country. And that's going to be the next thing. They're going to be, well, okay, now we've got you providing contraceptives. Now we're going to force you to recognize marriage or transgenderism or all these different things, rather than saying, you know what, let's let different people come to different conclusions then, that the government wants one size fits all for everyone.
This is a compelled ideology case in the end of the day. Carrie, thanks for being with us. We appreciate your hard work on the issue as well. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks.
All right. Let me go to Than Bennett here. You know, Carrie's point about this kind of compelled ideology, and that's what this is at the end of the day, is serious.
It's very serious, Jay. It's compelled ideology, but I would also say it's also huge politics. I mean, it's something that's taboo to say, but there's a reason that Planned Parenthood gets more than $500 million. There's a reason that candidates come to Washington and that are unwilling to take a vote against them or to take the right stand in a religious exemption case. And just to the last point that ties into so much of what you've done over the last several years, Jay, the executive power play here. If they can do this, if they can determine what the Little Sisters of the Poor believe, what is next? What's coming down the pike next?
You can't imagine. I'm optimistic the Supreme Court's going to turn the government back on this, as they did in the Hobby Lobby case. Let's take another phone call, Logan.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Let's go to Danielle, who's calling from Montana on line 3. Danielle, welcome to JSAC Hill Live. You're on the air, and if you want to join us, 1-800-684-3110.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi. You know, I disagree with the president, and my concern is if he does win the persecution against the sisters, how long before this country is forced to abide by abortion laws the same as China?
Well, this is when the government, elections have consequences. We've said that a lot. If you look at where this case goes, Danielle, this is the troubling part of this, and I'll get Jordan's comment on it, but this is the troubling aspect of it. This is compelling someone who's saying, look, they're the Little Sisters of the Poor. It's a group of nuns. They don't want to violate their religious conscience by saying, here's the alternative way you can get this abortifacient and that we don't want it, that we don't believe in, but we're going to compel you to do it. Where does that end? I don't think, Jordan, anybody knows. That's the problem.
Yeah, they're not supporting some mass protest, saying, don't pay your taxes to the federal government, don't do this, don't do that. I think that they were shocked and so they fought back, that they were targeted this way by the federal government and forced into this process of having to go to court and through the litigation process and adversarial process, which would not be the normal operating makeup of these groups, especially these Catholic charity organizations. Yep. You don't find them in federal court often until the Obama administration came along.
Yep. He's got a comment in from Stan on Facebook. Stan just said, what part of shall not be infringed does the president not understand?
Yeah, Congress shall not abridge the freedom of religion, the free exercise thereof. He doesn't understand it when it violates the position he wants to advocate, and that's what this is. Can we grab another call quickly?
We can probably grab another call, but also if you want to call in, we're taking a lot of calls in the next segment, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Alyssa. I believe it's Alyssa on line 4 in Utah.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
My comment was that it's sad when Big Brother is picking on Little Sister.
Yeah.
And that I call that bullying. Are there laws against bullying? We teach children in school all the time, have these programs about bullying.
Hopefully the Constitution of the United States is going to prevent the bullying. But, you know, this is a good, it's a good analogy, Drew, there. You got Big Brother picking on Little Sister, and it's bullying. But the consequences of this bullying are really serious. It could be the end of this ministry, and they do a great work. It could be an end of a lot of ministries that provide a needed gap service that the government doesn't do. Indigent, poor, end-of-life care. You would think that we'd be encouraging it and not penalizing the Little Sisters. How about this? Give the Little Sisters a break. And I know there's going to be – now, Than, there's talks about some congressional fixes to this, too, even if the Supreme Court gets it wrong, right?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that there would be legislation put forward, passed. Of course, obviously, it's going to depend who's the president at that point, Jay. Just one other point. We represented 79 members of Congress on this on the district level. They continue to be engaged in the case. I suspect that would be who we would go to first if that was needed.
All right, we're doing a rapid-fire round here, folks. So we've got a couple lines open. If you want to talk to us, here's the number. We want you to call us, 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. We're urging you to give us a call now. If you want to talk to us on air again, 800-684-3110. And if you want to sign that petition, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. In response to that email that I've got out today on the situation, sign that petition now. Does the president have the power to force the nuns to violate their faith? Answer should be no. Sign that petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And again, support the work of the ACLJ. Makes a huge difference. We'll take more of your phone calls. We come back from the break in just a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. President Obama just forced you to give another $500 million of your tax dollars to big abortion. Last year, Planned Parenthood aborted nearly 325,000 babies. That's nearly 900 lives each and every day. The abortion giant also took in more than $553 million of your tax dollars. We worked aggressively in Congress to pass a major bill defunding Planned Parenthood. It's the first major pro-life bill ever placed on President Obama's desk. Yet the most pro-abortion president in history just vetoed it. Now we're demanding Congress override his veto and stop funding the abortion industry. Join our call today. Sign on to our petition to defend life and defund Planned Parenthood. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow live. We're taking a rapid fire round of calls. If you want to call in, listen 1-800-684-3110. All lines are busy right now, but they'll open up as the segment progresses. Let's go to Lori, who's calling from Quincy, Mass, in line 6. Lori, welcome to Jay Sekulow live. You're on the air. Thanks for holding almost 25 minutes.
Appreciate I'm sending it. You our book, Undemocratic, Lori. Go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, this is my question. I'm trying to understand exactly how the government can force them, because I'm thinking if I'm an employer, I provide insurance through insurance companies to my employees, right. And it is the insurance company that determines what services they do and don't cover.
So
why wouldn't it be the insurance company in trouble and not the Little Sisters of the Poor?
And Jordan, I'll amplify this, but this is a great question, Laurie. And the reason is because the insurance companies are required under Obamacare to have this coverage available. The exemption requires basically a side funding of this, which the Little Sisters don't want to do. Jordan?
That's right. Through their insurance programs, basically by offering that to their employees and to those who work for them, then the insurance would go to the employees and say, we'll cover this for, quote, I put this in quotes, free. And so basically it's a forced coverage, and it's a forced situation where the Little Sisters have to inform all of those employees. So instead of having an insurance plan that doesn't include these contraceptives, that doesn't bar their employees from going and getting them, but actively taking a role in procuring those for their employees.
So could you imagine if there was something within the Islamic faith that was violating their sincerely held conscience, but it was part of the mandate of Obamacare? Like you had to eat a particular non-certified Islamic meat because it's healthy, and they may say, well, you got to do this, we're going to provide it. And the local Islamic Center says, no, we're not going to provide that to our employees. Is the government going to go in and say, oh, yes, Islamic Center, you have to provide it to them? Are they going to tell a dry cleaner, you've got to, you know, an African-American-owned dry cleaner, you must do the do dry cleaning for the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan? The answer should be no. You shouldn't be compelling people to do this. And after Hobby Lobby, they really should not have been doing it.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Buren, who's calling from L.A., Buren on line one. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Buren.
Thank you. Hi.
Yep.
I was just wondering, well, first of all, the right to life is certainly protected by the Constitution, and this abortion, you know, provision is not. But the thing is, my question is, why doesn't Obama go after mosques the same way that he goes after the Little Sisters of the Poor?
Because the agenda here, Than, I want you to get into this, but this is important, people. It's a very good question, Buren. When Carrie Severino, who's just on, uncovered these emails through a FOIA request, you find out where the administration was aiming. And they had targeted these groups like Little Sisters of the Poor, Catholic Charities, some of the Catholic universities, some of the other Christian nonprofits. They targeted them for this. I mean, this was a direct targeting here.
Yeah, Jay, those emails make it crystal clear what the motive was here. There was no motive to exempt religious entities. The motive was to advance their abortion agenda, including the dispensation of these abortion pills. And listen, this is not the first time we've seen this. I mean, we've dealt with this on the funding issue, too. The left, the pro-abortion left in this country, Jay, clearly believes that there is not only a constitutional right to abortion, but that there is a constitutional right for them to take our taxpayer dollars to pay for them. This is not a new thing. This is the latest iteration of it.
All right, we're going to take some more of your phone calls at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, give us a call now if you want to be in the last 5 minutes of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110.
And you'll take some comments from Periscope and Twitter as
well. Yeah, of course,
we'll
take comments
as well.
Jessica is calling from Pittsburgh online, too. Jessica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. You kind of answered it with Lori's question a minute ago, but I was confused as to how, if the Little Sisters have a private insurance versus Obamacare, how it is that the government can force a private insurance to offer a service.
Because under Obamacare, and Jordan, you've looked at this in detail when we were looking at Obamacare, there's the minimum qualified services that you have to make available. And so that's what this is. This is part of the Obamacare mandates on these insurance companies, which the nuns are paying for, and they hear the nuns, this violates their position. So with the Obama administration, well, we'll get the insurance companies to just dispense this. But of course
you're
paying for it. No one's doing this for free here, Jordan.
That's right, because the people the only way that they would be informed by their insurance companies through this process is if they have insurance given to them by their employer, and that's the case here. So again, the government's trying to make sure, well, it's free, or the insurance companies have agreed that they would offer this for free. But there is nothing free because there would be no insurance.
Right. So that is a complete myth. You got some comments and calls.
Yeah,
coming
Ken
in.
Just said on Facebook, he was just curious if there'd be any impact on church pastors and who they get for their insurance providers for their church.
Look, what happens in this case doesn't just impact the Little Sisters of the Poor. It's a very good question. It will impact every nonprofit charity, faith-based, that has these same objections.
Yeah, any religion.
Doesn't matter what denomination, what religion. So the ramifications of this are not just the Little Sisters of the Poor and the Catholic Church. The ramifications of this are very, very deep and very significant.
All right, let's take another call. Andrea is calling from Dallas, Texas on line 3. Andrea, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
So basically what you're saying is if the nuns were, or really any organization, was a for-profit, then the president would not be able to force them to violate their faith.
Yeah, because after Hobby Lobby, they would be foreclosed there. I mean, and Jordan, that's the irony of this. You would think after Hobby Lobby, it would have been over.
Yeah, that's right. And so this, again, the Obama administration would say, well, listen, we can't do it to these private, a secular business based on who owns that business.
Right.
Then we can't do that to the Little Sisters of the Poor affiliated with the Catholic Church. But they have decided to fight this out all the way to the United States Supreme Court. The ramifications for everyone listening, you don't have to be a Catholic, but to understand that the impact this would have on religious organizations that you would support, this includes all of us, all of those religious nonprofits who would not be deemed to be the church itself, could be treated differently by the federal government this way, be forced into these decisions.
Right. Fan, for everybody that's listening right now, we won in the House and we won in the Senate the defunding of Planned Parenthood here. The president vetoed it. What's going to happen?
Then the next step in that process will be on January 26th when the House will take up the override vote. As you mentioned, Jay, it may fall short, but it's important to get everyone on the record in order to set the stage for how this will ultimately be repealed and how we will ultimately defend Planned Parenthood. This has been a multi-year effort for us, Jay. This is how it will get done. So this sets the game plan for the next time around. Watch that vote. It looks like it's going to be January 26th, just a couple of days after the March for Life.
All right, we're going to take another call here. Last call of the night,
of the day. Sherry's calling from Phoenix, Arizona, on line 1. Sherry, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We're a 501c organization which reaches out to the community.
Yes.
And there's no way in heck we're going to talk about Planned Parenthood.
Right.
But we're a pregnancy crisis center. Can Obama force us to talk about offering both sides of the story?
Well, they're trying to do that in California. We're in court on that issue right now. We've litigated. We're litigating that. The answer has to be no. We won at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York. We've won in the Fourth Circuit. But look, this administration, they want to have this forced, compelled situation. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's where they want it to go. We're going to fight back on this and represent all of you. Again, if you want to sign that petition, it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood. And we've got our podcasts up now, folks, and we got a lot of response on that last week. Tell people what they need to do, Logan.
That's right. You can subscribe to the JSEC Hill Live podcast, get the radio show directly to your phone each and every day without having to search it out. It'll come straight to you on the podcast app. If you have an Apple device, just search for JSEC Hill Live. You'll find us right there, as well as you can now download the new ACLJ iOS device app. So just in the App Store, search ACLJ. You'll find it there. It's a great way to listen to the show. Also, read all our stories, videos, everything that we can do in the ACLJ on the ACLJ app. Android coming very soon.
And we still can't figure out how we were number 3 on the iPod, on the podcast list.
Well, because people are listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, folks. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.